Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my little bum sniffers, and welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained, where we tell you the stuff you've been lying awake thinking about for years. My name is Annie, and here is the guy from the local dole office.
That serves the girl who comes in for her dole. And her name is Annie Gann, and my name is Willie Mohanlon.
Will was just asking me before we came on, did I ever go down to the local community hall to do the lion dancing? And I told him no. But my auntie...
No. I'll have to stop you there. What did you say after that? She said no.
But...
You said, but I have gotten many a shift to that song. Dirty town bike.
Yeah, I got a shift to Cotton Eye Joe, but not at the lion dancing. They used to play it at the discos. Like, do you know, all the young fellas go mad. They'd be there drinking their vodka and Red Bull and be like, hip, hip, hip. And they'd grab you by the arse and sure then, like, I don't know, like, did this happen in any other countries? Like, you know, like...
Or in your case, your lower base of your backbone. They're on a sugar high and just were like...
No, I was actually quite a pudgy teenager, so I did have a bit of an arse at that stage. Like, it was like I definitely have a... But speaking of which, I've been doing my bum workouts, and can I say, they're really hard. And can I say, the difference that they are making is sweet fuck all. Nothing. Like, I am working my arse up. I was just telling Will... I'm not ashamed to say it, that I'm doing like a really clean, like green and juice diet, because like there's a bit of weight on me that just refuses to go anywhere. And like, I'm working out so hard, lads. Do you know what's happening? Fucking nothing. Nothing. Like nothing.
Well, listen, Annie, I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
The way you are.
Thank you.
You don't need to change, my love.
Thank you. Will you send me up some of those laxative pills that you always take?
I use them all myself, unfortunately, so I don't have any spares. But I'll see if I can try get you something.
Oh, lads, come on. Because you know what? I just know when lockdown's over, I am going to go to town on the food. I'm just going to be like, whoa. Most people say that they've put on weight during lockdown, but like, I'm just trying to lose a little bit so I can pile it all back on by drinking and eating when everything gets back to normal. Okay, but you didn't come here to hear about that. You came here to hear about this. Well, I've got a little story for you, my love.
Fantastic.
The story, I have a hilarious little story for you this week. It is called The Dancing Plague. Have you ever heard of the Dancing Plague, girl?
I have heard of the Dancing Plague, but I can't wait to hear your version of the story.
It is not an epidemic of lion dancing that swept across the country in the early 90s. Although that was a fucking plague. What was the story with that? Do any of you still live in the part of the world, lads, where that's a regular thing? I mean, it's dotted around the country here still, but Not the way it was back in the 90s. People really took to it back in the 90s. But are you from the parts of the States that do it regularly? We would love to know. Send us your line dancing pictures. And this is a different type of dancing plague that happened in the 1500s. And I'm going to start the story thus now. Send you some lines there, Will. So, you know, like, try and fucking read along this time. And Roisin, if you look at me like that one more time today while we're trying to record, it'll be your second sacking, okay? And this time, there won't be a global pandemic to fucking get you back in at the other end. Yeah, press the button, roll it.
You're horrible. She needs,
she's one of these, you're one horrible. Of these people that needs putting in their place sometimes. I work with two of them.
Get on with your bet down story, Annie. Come on now.
If you'd fucking shut up for a second. It started with just a few people dancing outdoors in the summer heat. Arms flailing, bodies swaying and clothes soaked with sweat. They danced through the night and into the next day, seldom stopping to eat or drink and seemingly oblivious to mounting fatigue and the pain of bruised feet. They were still going days later. By the time authorities intervened, hundreds more were dancing in the same frenetic fashion. The hysteria kicked off when a woman known as Frau Trofia stepped into the street and began to silently twist, twirl and shake. She kept up her solo dance-a-thon for nearly a week, and before long some 36 other Strasbourgeois had joined in. Over the course of three roasting hot months in 1518, several hundred people developed a compulsion to dance. The dancing went on and on until, to the horror of the crowds who gathered to watch, some of them collapsed and perished right on the spot.
Oh my God. So can I ask for direction on accent and am I a man or woman or animal?
So Will, both men and women were affected. We are in the vicinity of the Rhine River near Strasbourg. The year is 1518, so we're kind of in the Middle Ages here. I think you're going to kind of channel one of the people watching these people dance, and it's a dance they've never seen before. Sure, they're only used to, you know, like a little bit of waltzing now and again, but this is like fucking raving.
So Northumberland woman.
Yeah, definitely.
They danced and danced like maniacs for days and even weeks, then fell to the ground and complained of extreme oppression and groaned as if in agonies of death, until they were swathed in cloths bound tightly around their waists, upon which they again recovered and remained free from complaint until the next attack. The practice of swathing was resorted to by some, but the bystanders frequently relieved patients in a less artificial manner by thumping and trampling upon their parts affected, thumping them over the head and stamping on their bodies and legs until they physically couldn't get back to boogie. While dancing, they could seem to neither see nor hear, being oblivious to all around them. But they were haunted by visions conjuring up spirits whose names they shrieked out, and some of them afterwards asserted that they felt as if they had been immersed in a stream of blood, which made them leap several feet into the air.
Macarena, do you remember when you used to do...
I think that must have been playing in the background or it's Ace of Base. All that she wants is another baby. She's gone tomorrow. If me and you were ever in a band together, I'd say live TV shows, I would actually attack you on stage because you'd be singing my part and all, you get mixed up. You always have to sing over me or copy me like a parrot.
No.
I can't stand you. I'm out of the band.
No, but like I can do the man bit voice because I have a lower voice than you, and you can do the like high bits. So I'd be like,
well, as long as you pick a fucking one to do.
Is another baby. She's gone tomorrow. Go on. But all that
in
she
the morning
wants.
Light, in the night, in the night, in the
Well, it may...
She's going to get you.
Sorry, no, this is my part still.
No, that's...
You keep on talking over me. She goes, she says that, she says, she's going to get you. And then you just, I don't know, you just fucking bang the drum.
It'd help. Maybe I'm trying to help you out because you never know a fucking word of a song and make up all your own.
No.
Yeah.
Trying to steal my sunshine.
Anyway, steal my sunshine. That's another good one.
That was another one.
Well, I know what kind of songs we'd be singing if we were on stage, and they'd be of the Ace of Base TLC kind of a vibe, wouldn't they?
No, TLC would be too, like, in the future now.
It's way too street for us. We are
yeah,
not cool.
It'd be like Saturday night, doo-wee-daddy-doo-dee-doo.
Like your baby.
Look at you go again. That, she was a solo artist. You're not in the band. You're not in the band. Do you understand me?
Please continue with my story. If I did this on your week, I would be strung up. The rich burghers who ran the city were not amused. One of them, the writer Sebastian Brandt, had devoted a chapter of his moralising best-selling book, Ship of Fools, to the folly of dance. Mystified by the chaos in the streets, he and his fellow city councillors consulted local doctors, who, in keeping with standard medical wisdom, declared the dancing to be a result of overheated blood on the brain. The councillors implemented what they felt was the appropriate treating. More dancing! More dancing!
Oh my
God. It's more dancing, bitch!
Somebody just wanted this to go on. And
they were like,
or whoever said more dancing was behind it.
Maybe. You'll have to fucking listen to my story and find out. They ordered the clearing of an open-air grain market, commandeered guild halls, and erected a stage next to the horse fair.
Oh my God. Electric pig.
It's literally a festival. To these locations, they escorted the crazed dancers in the belief that by maintaining frantic motion, they would shake off the sickness. They even hired pipers and drummers and paid strong men to keep the afflicted upright by clutching their bodies as they whirled and swayed. They had bouncers.
Jeez.
They literally had bouncers.
Bit much.
So the people kept dancing, and soon many were dropping like flies from exhaustion. The council sensed it had maybe made a mistake, deciding the dancers were suffering from holy wrath rather than sizzling brains. They opted for a period of enforced penance and banned music and dancing in public. Finally, the dancers were taken to a shrine dedicated to Saint Vitus, located in a musty grotto in the hills, where their bloodied feet were placed into red shoes and they were led around a wooden figurine of a saint. Sure, that still happens in Ireland these days. Yeah, they had to put down red shoes and go walk around the saint. The dancers had an apparent aversion to the square-toed shoes and liked the new modern pointy-toe shoes.
Well, if somebody's giving you a pair of shoes, you're going to go for the more modern ones.
They also showed a severe aversion to the colour red, which was seen as another clue as to their demonic possession. In the following weeks, say the chronicles, most ceased their wild movements. The epidemic had come to an end. It seemed pretty clear at the time that the people who were dancing didn't really want to be dancing. They often appeared to be being tortured, which lends credence to the idea that these were not simply religious subversives. So what was really going on? Why do you think the people were dancing the Macarena for 2 weeks straight, Will?
I don't know, wanted to have a good time, or maybe they were off their heads on drugs or something. Someone was just like, hey, you want some of this? And they were like, yeah. And they got some and they're just like, follow me. And then it was like, I like a bull of you because of Vina. I like a bull of you because of Vina. And then it was like, drop another one. He was like, drop another one. Every time you hear Macarena, drop one.
Aye.
I think that's what happened.
Drop it. I want to say your Spanish is just beautiful as well.
Thanks, Annie.
Strange that you should say that about drugs, because for some time, ergotism looked like a good contender. Ergot fungi, which grows commonly on grains such as rye, is used for baking bread. Ergotamine is the main psychoactive product of this fungi. It is structurally related to the drug lysergic acid diethylamide? Anyway, LSD. And it's the substance from which LSD-25 was originally synthesized. The same fungus has been implicated in other magical historical anomalies like the Salem witch trials. but it is very unlikely that they could have kept dancing for days. Sure, you know yourself when you drop a few eckies in the club, like you dance for a few hours, but you wouldn't keep going for 2 weeks. She'd fall over. There had been several other outbreaks of dancing in the preceding centuries, very interesting, involving hundreds sometimes, or sometimes just a few people, but nearly all in towns and cities close to the River Rhine. So the River Rhine runs through several countries, but it was along the borders of that river that these things used to happen sporadically. Like, I was like, maybe there was something in the water. Maybe there was something in the water.
Yeah, it sounds like there is something in the water, honey.
Honey, I want a sip of that water. One particular idea appears to have been lodged in the cultural consciousness of that region, and that is that Saint Vitus could punish sinners by making them dance. So he was a particular saint, and there was actually a painting in Strasbourg at that time that showed Saint Vitus and three people dancing underneath him, but they were dancing like they were little cretins. They were dancing, but they weren't or having fun. They were like sentenced to a lifetime of dancing. They were like, oh no, we have to lie and dance for eternity. Oh my god, wouldn't that be fucking, if it hadn't been for Cat and I, Joe, I'd be married a long time ago. Imagine that on repeat for the rest of your life, and you in fucking Stetson and fucking cowboy boots doing the higgledy piggledy around the floor. That's what hell is.
You'd be in the corner getting off with some fucking young fella.
I'd be shifting somebody in the corner,
tip-tapping in cowboy boots with one foot while you're mugging the head off him.
Oh, listen to this. You will love this, right? So that would obviously be this kind of, this idea of like spirit possession.
Yeah.
But did you know that in European convents, in documented cases in the early 1700s, nuns would writhe, convulse, foam at the mouth, make obscene gestures and propositions, climb trees and meow like cats? Did you know about that?
Yeah. It was all the rage.
Were you?
It was all over there. I started that all off. It's just like, listen, you can act like a little rip. I used to whisper in the ear and say you're possessed. You get away with fucking murder. Get it all out of you. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, go on. Just be like, oh, Lucifer. And then just be like, yeah, fuck off. Go fucking mad. Go mad.
I'm just imagining some of the nuns that taught me in the convent. Like, I went to a convent secondary school. Imagine some of the nuns fucking like up in a tree outside school, like meowing like a cat and making fucking making blowjob signs. Dirty bitches.
It'd be like, is that Sister Mary Joseph? I mean, she teaches me maths.
I'll be in a minute. Go in and start looking over your homework from last night, and she up there being like, I suck your cock for you.
Oh my god. That sounds like you out your window in your house.
I learned from the best, bitch.
He did, actually.
The behaviour of these nuns seemed strange, but the nuns lived in communities that encouraged them to obsess about sin and were steeped in mystical supernaturalism. It's very much like the Ireland that we grew up in. Those who became convinced that demons had entered their souls were prone to fall into disassociative states in which they did exactly what theologian exorcist said the diabolically possessed would do. I think it makes sense. But let us bring this case of possession to a little bit more of a modern take on things and delve into something strange that happened back in Portugal in 2006, William, and this is not very long ago.
Oh, we're going forward in time. I love it.
In Portugal back in 2006, just coming up to the time of the summer exams, a handful of high schoolers across many different schools each complained of the same symptoms: dizziness, difficulty breathing, and rash, but with no discernible cause. And this mystery illness appeared contagious, very contagious. Oh. Within a few days, it had spread significantly. Before the week was out, nearly 300 students across 14 different high schools in different areas showed the same set of ailments. The epidemic was so bad that some schools closed down for a few days. Medical tests showed nothing out of the ordinary, or at least nothing common among the afflicted, which would account for similar ailments. But when they looked to another source, health officials found something to go on. The cause, they concluded, was morangos com açúcar, or strawberries with sugar. And an extraordinary number of Portuguese teens were exposed to it. Marangos com Aquica was a Portuguese soap opera, and in a recent episode, the kids on Marangos com Aquica got sick, very sick. A life-threatening virus had gripped the fictional school population. The sick kids in the show had dizziness, difficulty breathing, and a rash. But it didn't end when the viewers turned off the television. The real school kids started showing similar symptoms just a few days after the episode aired. Medical officials believe many children, after watching the show, feared their own minor rashes and wheezes were something serious. For the first time ever, a fake television disease had caused a real-life one. Within a week, hundreds of Portuguese high schoolers were convinced that the end of times was at hand. And just a little footnote to this, nobody died. They all had to go back to school and they all had to sit their summer exams in the end.
Raging.
So I think imagine seeing like Home and Away and there's like another fire at the fucking school, and then you go into school the next week and you're like sitting in the classroom and you're like, Tommy, can you smell gas? And then like you're fucking running out of there thinking of the places on fire. What?
Well, I think a fire is different to a fake rash, Nanny, come on. But yeah, I think we are very susceptible at that age to believe absolutely anything.
Is this somebody told you that you were a good singer at some stage?
Yeah, somebody told you were good looking too.
Yes, it is believed that this was a case of mass hysteria. And likewise in Strasbourg in the early 1500s, life there satisfied another basic condition for the outbreak of psychogenic illness or mass hysteria. The chronicles recorded plenty of the distress that brings about a heightened level of suggestibility. Social and religious conflicts, terrifying new diseases, harvest failures and spiking wheat prices caused widespread misery. A chronicler described 1570 with poignant brevity as a bad year. The following summer, orphanages, hospitals and shelters were overflowing with the desperate. These were the ideal conditions for some of the city's needy to imagine that God was angry with them and that St. Vitus stalked their very streets. Bam, bam, bam!
St. Vitus! That fella there, and what a weird power to have.
I know! He was able to... I think that was the only reason he was a saint, because he was apparently able to break these people out of a dancing plague. Like, what a shit thing to be a fucking saint for.
Yeah, but I thought he was the one that could strike you down with that.
Oh, he could strike you down, but he could also cure you. He could lift you up from it also. He could take you out of it, you see.
It's kind of a weird Halliwell sister pair to have, isn't it?
Are you talking about that fucking show again? Are you... every fucking few weeks you ring me and be like, Annie, remember that time on Chart?
No, where there was I like, don't.
You do. And then she's the one with more powers, but she's the one with the book, and she's the one with the bad hairdo. Oh, Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, always.
Do you prefer Shannon Doherty with a fringe or without a fringe? I don't know, I liked her. No, I liked Alyssa Milano when she used to wear those really low hipster jeans and crop tops.
I'm so bored. Why I'm so over it.
Now? Right. Why would I ring you? Because this is what I get on the phone. Hi, Annie. How's your day?
Like,
how are you getting on? It's day okay? Did you get to go for a walk today?
Guess so.
You're right, Annie. You seem a bit down today.
Meh.
That's all I get. I only tell you these things about the Charm Sisters just to kind of lift your spirits.
Hold on there now, Will. I just...
have to fart.
Just
fart.
Ask
Will anything.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
William, thank you for joining us this week on Ask Will Anything. We're going to keep it light and try not to get too personal today. What's the most epic way you've ever been fired?
Well, I've never been fired, so...
Have you never been fired in your whole life? Really weird, seeing as you were such a shit employee.
Well, obviously not shit enough to get fired, so your theory's wrong, you fucking bitch. Obviously you've been fired every 3 seconds. Annie, could you wake up, please? Annie, you're late for work again. Annie, there's a smell off you again. Annie, you're robbing again. Those phrases sound familiar. Next question, caller. Next question. I'm a model citizen.
Will, what annoys you most in people?
When someone thinks that they are absolutely hilarious but nobody's laughing. And you're on a night out and they tell the most bedtime jokes and there's a group of people, like 10 people, and we're all having drinks and everybody's like having a lovely time. And then this person in the corner is telling these absolutely stinkers and nobody's laughing and it actually makes the place awkward and then people are like, ah, oh, I'm just going for another drink. And then they come back and then the person gets even more drunk and then they start telling people like more horrendous jokes. Don't get the hint, can't read the room. God, if I see that girl one more time.
But you don't let me out with you anymore.
I wasn't talking about you.
No, I'm joking. No.
Okay, I was. I know. Sorry. Okay, hands up. I was. Hands up. I was. No, I wasn't. I'm only joking. I wasn't.
Do you know what though? It's a very good point though. People who can't read the room. But like, I sometimes think that people who can't read the room are like. Like they've got some kind of, there's something wrong. Like they're missing a part of their, like they can't see it. Here's an example, right? I know it's your segment, but like, it's my show too.
Wouldn't be like.
Okay,
it.
I know we always talk about RuPaul's Drag Race, but I'm going to keep it short, right? Utica from this season, just gone.
Yeah.
Like. Utica is an example of somebody, like she's this like weird cookie drag queen for you guys who don't know her, and like she's this really, like, you know your friend who has this really weird sense of humor, but like kind of like the Phoebe from Friends, but not funny like at all.
Mm-hmm.
And like she was told, like, that's not funny, like everyone was like, that's not funny. They were doing like a comedy thing and she was like, I kind of think it's funny and it makes me laugh. And you're like, oh my god. But other people don't. Like, it's not that it's not everybody's sense of humour. It's a very unique sense of humour that you have. Yeah. And 99% of people are like, no. But then she just didn't get it. And then she just got axed.
Yeah. The writing was on the wall, though. But yeah, I do. Yeah, it's that type of thing that annoys me so much in people.
Oh. But I thought you were going to say something like, you know, being a serial killer. But no, that's more important. And now... Oh, wait. Oh, Florida man drank alcohol and masturbated while giving Botox injections to women. Oh, yes. According to Action News Jax and WOKV, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office arrested Nelson Turin, 47 years old, on March the 12th after an undercover detective saw him drinking alcoholic beverages at a legitimate spa on San Jose Boulevard. He now faces multiple charges, including 3 counts of possessing legend drugs and 1 count of practicing medicine without a license, the news outlets reports. Our detective illegal. Yeah, it says legend, but obviously.
Oh, I said evil.
Oh, but now that I look at this, this is a typo in this fucking newspaper. Can anybody spell anymore, lads? Illegal drugs,
no,
I don't think.
I actually don't think they can.
Okay, this is a pet peeve of mine, guys. If you have a news site, get somebody to proofread your fucking type. Like, our detectives conducted an investigation and found several online videos showing the doctor injecting clients with Botox and doing other treatments. He would do lip, chin, cheek fillers, nose lifts, as well as any other Botox type of injection. He had several of these videos on different social media outlets or on the internet showing the service he provided, including an ad for Botox and Bubbles event at the spa. Bubbles referred to champagne and 4 Locos, which Turin drank while consulting with patients. A young woman has come forward alleging that in addition to being under the influence of alcohol, Turin would pleasure himself during consultations. Oh, she alleges that he would constantly rub his crotch area until he obviously relieved himself. The woman said she immediately left his office after observing his bizarre behaviour and did not move forward with treatments. Thank you. This has been Annie for Billy's Bizarre News. Join us next week.
Oh my God, that is outrageous.
4 Locos. I keep hearing about 4 Locos. Can we get them here in Ireland? Tell us what they're like, lads. Because I heard that it's like alcohol mixed with like a fucking, some kind of like energy drink. And it's meant to get you off your tits.
Okay. I'd be up for that.
I wouldn't be mixing it with Botox now. You might end up looking like a few people that we know. Say no more.
Say no more is right. Isn't that right, Annie? Say no more.
We're going to say thank you to our lovely Patreons who are supporting us through this pandemic, and only for you there wouldn't be bread and butter on the table.
We need to say thank you to Ashley McKee and Denise Gallagher.
Oh, hi.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Denise Gallagher, look at you, our little friend popping up again. Aren't you just like... I just think you're going to have to get the official badge of number one superfan. I think there's going to have to, a pair of socks or something's going to have to go down there to her. Do you know? And I heard that she's only back in Ireland. She's only back in Ireland after 10 years away. And here she is supporting local enterprises. Go on. And
she's a saint.
And Ashley McKee, there's a little bit of Irish in you, or maybe Scottish. Listen, lads, thanks so much for supporting us.
Thank you so much.
Like we say every week, we couldn't do it without you. You keep the cost of just getting it out every week. You keep us ticking over. I will be back. I owe you guys a Patreon episode. I promise it will be with you before the end of this week. And by the end of this week, I mean Sunday. Will, would you like to say anything?
I would like to announce I am running for President of the United States in 2024. I believe that I possess the qualities, what it takes to be the next president after Joe Sleepy Biden. I believe that my Vice President Annie Gann would be a prime candidate for this presidency. We will make America fantastic again. That's our slogan. Let's make it fantastic.
We will make America great again.
Crickets. So we're going to go with Let's Make America Fantastic again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Fantastic. Thank you for listening.
Listen, thanks so much. Join us next week when Will will delve into his back pocket and discover how long has this condom been in here.
Oh my God, you're a vile, horrible person.
Join us next week for more
mysteries.
Mysteries.
Of the
unexplained. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.